Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, wrapping up another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to get a few more barks from the dog pound here. Let's go to Tony in Maple Heights. Tony, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I have three questions and concerns. Number one, can you please convince me, because I'm starting to have a doubt that Paul Kruger is earning his contract. That's number one. Number two, can you convince me about Ray Horton's exotic blitzes? Because I don't know if maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing, but I haven't seen them yet. And number three, then it seems to me that Jordan Cameron seems to be more of a target to Brian Hoyer than he is to Brandon Weeks.
All right, really good ones. I'm going to take a stab at the first couple, if I could. With regard to Kruger, he will be the first to admit that one sack in six games is hardly holding up his end of a bargain, where he was one of the highest paid, the highest paid defensive player in the free agent market. I think it was understood going in he was going to be, quote, overpaid in the open market, coming from the Ravens, coming from a big stat year that he had in his contract year. It's pretty commonplace in the NFL for that to happen. I think the Browns understood that sort of risk going into it, that you would pay a lot of money and you wouldn't have the numbers to show for it. Is he not playing well? I wouldn't go that far. I don't think he's playing as well as this team consistently needs him to. I will say that, and it's not just a reflection of the numbers. I'm talking about some of the other things that a defender does. And in the last couple of games, it hasn't been great against the run, and he's got to be a part of that, be stouter against that. And I also think that for the better part of the three games that Jabal Sheard has missed, he's suffered the most. He had that complimentary part when the two of them were there. You saw much more of Kruger in the vicinity of pressuring the quarterback, getting some hurries and hits, when Sheard was the complimentary guy on the other side. And Sheard, by far, is playing the best, I believe, of the front seven players. I think Desmond Bryant's been right up there, although, you know, some back issues, whatever. He's and he had the shortness of breath thing that took him out of the game the other night, or the other a few games ago. But by and large, that's where I am on that. Exotic blitzing in Ray Horton. I saw a blitz when this team played the Lions last week, where Joe Hayden came off the corner and they left Calvin Johnson basically alone. Calvin ends up dropping the pass. Safeties have to come over and help in coverage, but basically the call was getting to the quarterback fast and hurrying him was the key. I don't know that they got him hurried as much as they ideally wanted to, but it was an incompletion. I've seen other blitzes like that. When you're sending corners off the edge like a Joe Hayden, that's pretty exotic.
Let me say this. Jabal Sheard right now, according to Pro Football Focus, fifth highest graded outside linebacker. He's played 149 snaps. He has two sacks, 10 quarterback hurries, 9 stops. He's only missed 3 tackles. Paul Kruger right now checking in there out of the 39 linebackers that they are grading. He checks in at 28th right now. Mm-hmm. He's got the one sack. He does have 15 quarterback hurries, which puts him in the top 10, but only the one sack. He's also got 10 missed tackles. That is most of any linebacker right now. Or 7 missed tackles, I'm sorry, most of any linebacker at the outside position. So, yes, there are things that Paul Kruger can tighten up, but he is getting the 15 hurry, so that's top 10 at the position. You want to see him do a little bit better than that, because on a per-snap basis, Sheard right now is dominant. Relative to Kruger. Yeah.
And what did he ask about? That Hoyer. I think getting the ball out faster in some of those short areas for that a tight end routes, those that he'll run, probably the truer. But I'd say by and large, most of what Cameron's doing is on extended routes versus the shorter routes for both quarterbacks, actually.
Absolutely.
Dino, what do you got in tweets?
All right, from at Don Barzak, who needs a hug, I think, guys. Someone better tell Chud he will lose his job if Whedon is quarterback. Hashtag sacrificial lamb.
I don't believe that in any way, shape, or form. I think if you know one thing about the front office here, they want to get their guys, and Rob Chudzinski is their guy that they got. They want to give Rob Chudzinski their quarterback and his quarterback as well before they drop the hammer on him and evaluate him.
Chud's security isn't teetering by any means.
Correct.
Anything else?
At CharlieBlue47, sell me on this season. Give me a reason to stop Googling mock drafts. How do we win the North with the worst quarterback in the division?
He's got to play better, and I don't think that that is impossible. Defense has got to just continue not only what it's doing, but do it better as well. It's just, overall, this team can play better. I think it's well coached. I don't think you're looking at a train wreck of a football team. I think there's enough positives to help offset some of that. I think you're going to see some wins. They've won six first halves. They just got to win more games. All right? That sounds simple enough. Hey, Bruce Hooley and Gerard Cherry and Hooley and Gerard, that is coming up next. We'll be with you again tomorrow.
Can't wait.
It's Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.